Here is the translation of the text to English. Note, the text is already in English, so this is a confirmation. India's HPCL seeks Venezuelan crude to boost heavy oil processing at refineries. OCBC hikes gold price target to 5,600 aughts in 2026 as haven demand grows. Oil falls despite U.S. winter storm as investors eye Kazakhstan supply resumption. Oil prices fall with U.S.-Iran tensions, winter supply disruptions in focus. Guyana economy set to grow 16.2% in 2026. Oil sector still main driver, finance minister says. Gold prices upbeat above 5,000 odds amid geopolitical economic risks. Analysis: Venezuela oil reform encourages immediate investment, still needs to go deeper, executives say. Analysis: China to favor Brazilian soybean imports in H1 despite renewed U.S. inflows. U.S. energy sector reels after winter storm knocks out 2 million bpd of crude output. U.S. official says Washington is open for business if Iran wishes to contact them. HMS Networks Q4 profit surges 64% on higher sales, proposes dividend. India, EU finalize landmark trade deal, PM Modi says. South Korea reassures on U.S. investment pledge after Trump threatens to hike tariffs. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 0.77%. Top two European steel stocks for investors. According to Bafa Energy, Q4 output jumps 43% as operational issues resolved. Exclusive, German firms' investments in China boomed in 2025 on U.S. trade war worries. ASML rides NVIDIA's coattails with lasers and huge chip printers. Kyrgyzstan maintains key interest rate at 11% amid high inflation. China posts first annual rise in industrial profit in 4 years in 2025. Irish consumer sentiment improves to 9-month high. U.S. core capital goods orders rise for 5th straight month, boosting economic outlook. Durable goods orders surge, exceeding economic forecasts. Exclusive, Carney likely to visit India in early March as Canada trade pivot intensifies. Envoy says German business sentiment unchanged in January. IFO survey finds German savings banks group forecasts 1% GDP growth in 2026. Dollar under fire again as investors reassess Trump policies, geopolitical risk. Thai finance ministry maintains 2026 growth forecast at 2% despite weaker exports. Bank of England to hold rates on Feb 5th. Slim majority expect March cut, Reuters poll. Exclusive, Japan. USI synthetic diamond production under $550 billion investment plan. India EU seal historic FTA covering 25% of global GDP. Asian stocks hit record high as earnings hopes offset Trump's Korea tariff move. Morning bid, what tariffs? Investors soak up the dip. Fed says Jan meeting on schedule despite Washington DC snowstorm. Australian business activity picks up in December. NAB survey shows Japan's leading indicator of service inflation hits 2.6% in December. Bitcoin price today stuck near $88 as traders await Fed cues. Bitcoin price today subdued near one-month low as Fed caution, liquidations weigh. Strategy sells $257 in stock, buys 20,932 Bitcoin for 264 mingil. Tokenization. Think evolution, not revolution. Binance considers U.S. stock tokens. The information Binance's CZ says he has no business ties with Trump family. Bitcoin price today slips below 89K. Weekly losses due amid weak crypto appetite. UBS plans crypto investing for private banking clients. Bloomberg Listedhouse closes 2025 with strong growth and major product milestones. TokenFi unveils high visibility branding campaign across Italy, ahead of 2026 Winter Olympics. Caledonia Investment shows funds spotlight event for investors. ProPetro prices upsized public offering of 15 million shares at $10 each. Primax Tymphany invests in SoundScrit to boost audio sensing tech, Runway Growth Finance. Launches unsecured notes offering. Kathy Woods sells Twist Bioinses talk, buys Tempus AI and WeRide. Ellington Financial prices $118.5 million common stock offering. Botanics Q2 FY 2020's presentation. Softdraw sales surged 28% amid rising costs.